It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we're talking about the Browns here, and it's a whole new year, kind of. And it is a sense of optimism. And we did get into the conversation about getting Deshaun Watson ready for the regular season. And I think this is a conversation that every organization has when they have $250 million on the line. In the Browns' case, it's even more of a pertinent question, and it's become evergreen. Do you play Deshaun in the preseason?
Yes. Of course you do. He's coming off a major injury. And he's got to kind of relearn how to play through that. And I think he needs to build up some confidence. I think he needs to take some hits. If he was coming off a season where he finished the entire season, he finished on a high note, like all those different things. But I think the injury attached to this means he needs to go through some things on the field in games that do not have consequences in terms of what the result is.
So most years, my default is, you have a $250 million quarterback? Cool.
Sure.
He better not see the field in the preseason. I actually do see the value that you speak of. It's still just a risk proposition for me.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this is, Deshaun drives me crazy with not being able to slide and not making the correct and accurate business decision.
Yeah, the smart play.
And when he's asked about it, he's like, well, that's just how I play.
Uh-huh.
Which is interesting. If I did something a way that most people thought was not smart, I wouldn't be like, well, that's just how I do things.
Mm-hmm.
But I digress. I am terrified of this dude. It just takes one hit in the preseason coming off that shoulder injury. And I don't know that you glean that much from preseason games where the quality's already mm-hmm. driven all the way into the ground. And I like, what's the sweet spot? Because up front,
right.
It's not the possibility of maybe he shakes off 12% more risk.
Yeah.
A rust isn't worth the risk of, let's say he falls wrong in that shoulder or whatever could happen.
But I think there's also a risk, Nick, in not playing him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the AFC is loaded, and the AFC North is very, very difficult. So the risk to me is Deshaun doesn't find it. He doesn't get comfortable. He doesn't get confident until week four, week five.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens if the Browns don't play well in those first three or four games? Now all of a sudden you're playing catch up. It took 13 wins for the North last year, right? I mean, it took 11 basically to get into the playoffs. Can you afford four games during the season where the consequences matter greatly, especially to your playoff chances, for Deshaun to shake off that rust and become the Deshaun that he needs to be for this team to be a great team?
I think you have to. I agree with you. It is a risk, though. But like Joe Burrow and the Bengals even the Super Bowl season,
mm-hmm.
they were kind of a middle of the road team.
Yeah.
Until right about week eight, week nine, Joe was like, hey, I think I'm the offensive coordinator now. And then they took off on a run.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of this is founded in the fact that if you need Deshaun Watson to be anywhere near what you're expecting to be by the end of the season in September, you probably don't deserve to win those games. Like, you're talented enough that if there's some acclimation, you should be talented enough to make up for that September football. I think there are enough instances of that every year where not every quarterback comes out in September and is Pat Mahomes.
Okay, that's fine, but we're not talking about somebody who is like Pat Mahomes or is like Joe Burrow and has
used
had
to be.
A lot of... Yes, used to be. That was a long time ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was before AI. That was before COVID.
Hey, AI right? existed. All right, we just didn't know about it. It was on the come when Deshaun was Deshaun.
I just think it's a big leap and a big assumption that he can be that guy. Once again, when we haven't seen it at any point recently, we have with Joe Burrow. So, right? We have with Lamar Jackson. We have with Pat Mahomes, obviously. So if we want Deshaun to be that kind of player, if the Browns want him to be that kind of player, I think there are steps that he needs to take to become that guy more than what those guys have to take.
So it's interesting because there's a part of me that if Deshaun, that it's just kind of settled on this idea that I don't need to see the full Deshaun until at least halfway through the season. Meaning, like, I've already resigned myself to there's going to be bumps and bruises. There's going to be a couple games where we go, ooh, that specific play. You know, I don't want to call it rust because, I mean, he has played 11 games in 2 years. It's not, you know, as many as he should have played. But
right.
So I guess there's a part of me that's already said, like, all right, I'm probably not going to see Deshaun. I'm expecting something gradual.
Uh-huh.
All right, so September, we'll see. October, I want you to build. And then by November, December, that's when I think, as your roster starts to get eroded by injuries, that's when I need that full Deshaun, that healthy, that vibrant, that confident Deshaun that I think most people are expecting to get in September, and I just don't think it's realistic.
The other thing is, I just don't think you can assume that Deshaun is going to make that natural progression and he's going to get to that apex. Right? What leads you to believe that he is... You were talking about this progression, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If by November, December, or whatever, he gets to become that guy, that would be great mm-hmm. for the Browns. But there's less of a guarantee of that happening compared to some of these other quarterbacks that you're talking about.
I think that's fair. We're talking about Deshaun playing in the preseason. The juice is not worth the squeeze to me. But mm-hmm. how much time, reps, games, what have you, like how much does he have to actually play to do what you want, which is shake off the rust, build confidence, and test that arm, maybe take a hit or two?
I think it's something that you constantly evaluate based on how he looks, based on how he feels, based on the way that the team performs, based on how comfortable he is with this new offense and all those kinds of things. I think there are so many different variables that you can't just say, okay, we're going into this and two games and that's it, or three quarters and that's it. I think it's a feel thing when it comes to Deshaun. I just don't think I understand what he means to the Browns, and I understand what they're paying him to be. But I just don't think we can assume that he is this elite quarterback and you treat him like you treat Pat Mahomes or Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson. Because he hasn't shown to be those kinds of guys. He needs more work than those guys to get back to the Deshaun that the Browns need him to be.
17 games isn't enough?
No. Because this resets to me. This resets you. Mm-hmm. Because he's coming off the significant shoulder injury.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to learn how to play through that. He's got to learn how to throw with that. He's got to see those mechanics and stuff like that. In a game environment against another team that is not just training camp practice. So that's a variable that is tossed in here with Deshaun, that it's not just you look at those 17 games and say, okay, that's enough or that's not enough. It's the fact that he's coming off a significant injury and there are changes that are being made to the team around him too.
So I think most people are going to agree with you. Because I think we've
reached... That's a rarity, don't assume that.
Well, the reason... Because you said something that I think taps into a way that a lot of people feel,
mm-hmm.
which is don't treat him like Mahomes, don't treat him like Allen, don't treat him like Rodgers,
right.
because he doesn't deserve that. That's not what you said, by the way. You just said he hasn't played at that level.
That's right.
But I'm leery of...
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That kind of emotional decision, not saying that's what you're saying, but we'll just play him because you gotta, yeah, do everything you can to get everything out of him. I also think that I agree with that theory. You gotta do everything you can to get everything out of him. That includes protecting him. And maybe I would feel different if you didn't have multiple joint practices where you just have so much control over what happens. And it honestly, I don't think those joint practices where you're, it is different because you're not going from one play to the next, one series to the next, and game flow and all that other stuff. But in terms of you actually see a higher quality of talent because ones go against one instead of every other preseason game where it's our ones versus their threes. And then the next one, it's our threes versus their ones. So I just think this is a scenario where I actually think Deshaun would want to play. I bet you Deshaun is chomping at the bit.
No doubt.
To go out there and show something. But the juice isn't just worth the squeeze from the injury side of things. It's not worth it from the blowback if this guy has a bad series because there's so much riding on it. That, like this whole there's pressure on Deshaun thing, there's so much more pressure on the average Browns fan about Deshaun than there even is on Deshaun because we keep setting these artificial deadlines. He's got to be good by here when even though they're artificial and they don't carry water because you're not moving on from him after the end of this year.
Yeah. But I think there's a point here, Nick, when it comes to Deshaun, it's a situation where you have this guy and you've invested so much in him and you put those deadlines in place because in a way you're skeptical, right? And you need to see something. It's almost unfair, but if you're skeptical to begin with, you need to see something that's going to change your mind. Whereas if he performs poorly and you're skeptical going in, you're almost like, okay, it's confirmation bias.
Yeah.
See, I knew he couldn't get to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's a hard place for him to be in. When he came into the NFL and he was drafted by the Texans, he was this megastar coming from Clemson, one of the best college quarterbacks of the last 10, 15 years. So it's like you believed in him from the very beginning and you were willing to give him more of the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
He has gotten to a point now where that is so completely different. And I don't know how somebody like Deshaun handles that. I'm curious about the mentality of that.
I mean, I think the confidence thing is a big... Deshaun is... And I don't mean this in a negative way. Deshaun is like a lot of quarterbacks. He says the right thing. He says the cliche that every coach wants him to say. And I, quite frankly, I don't buy it. And I don't want to make this personal against him. As an empathetic human being, there is no way you go without playing 2 years. What was it? 730 some days. Whatever. Yeah, I don't remember the number anymore. Have your reputation personally and professionally besmirched, even though people can say he did it to himself. But you were suspended, sued, and a lot of other things, accused of some really heinous things that there's no coming back from once those accusations are out there, especially when you've been punitively taken care of in a lawsuit and by the league itself. So it's always been a concern, and that's the confidence thing actually is kind of, I'm trying to protect him against his own confidence because I also see you sent him out there. This is a new offense too. They sent him out there in a new offense. There's bound to be some wrinkle, or there's bound to be some bumps in the road trying to figure out what works, what doesn't work in this Kevin Stefanski, Ken Dorsey relationship. And if those things are going to happen, I'd rather it happen where there's no time to think about it. In the preseason, there's just 6 to 7 weeks of waiting. And yeah, you get your joint practices. Yeah, you get training camp. Yeah, you get preseason games. But even in a preseason game, you have a bad series. And that's the only series you're playing. You're in that series for the next week or 10 days till you play the next one.
Yeah.
In the regular season, it is, oh, that two quarters ago, that didn't happen because you literally have to be focusing on the next one. Even if you have a bad game, bad month, well, don't worry, there's another month behind it.
But you also understand what preseason football is. You've seen enough preseason football.
Too much.
What are the chances that he goes out there and he just looks like a disaster?
I don't think look like a disaster, but do I think it could look like the first two games of this last season did before?
In preseason?
Yeah.
Against vanilla defenses that aren't going all out, that don't play their starters the entire way?
Because there's a lot of things that go into that. Timing being the first one, though.
You're right, but that is an environment that is set up for him to have success. That is an environment that is set up for him to really build.
You're right. But what happens if he doesn't?
Well, what are the odds that he doesn't?
I don't know.
Do you think those odds are high?
I think I've gotten to the point where I'm done talking about odds with Deshaun because I don't know. Because you're posing valid stunned. Questions, I just come back to, I don't know.
I would be stunned if somebody with his talent level and with the talent surrounding him gets into a preseason environment and just does not perform well. That to me is a stage where he can perform well.
But that is a perception thing. A lot of the time, we don't know what they're working on. A lot of the time, we can see the base concepts. Yeah. What I mean is, like, if he's out there for one drive, and he's out in seven plays, everything's going to be weighted on the bad play.
Sure.
So you have one bad throw, ergo, you had a bad drive. And again, I don't know that maybe that's how Deshaun would feel about it, because we're not in it with him, but do I think he'd hear it? And is that one more layer of dirt on top of him that I just don't know? Again, it just gets back to juice being worth the squeeze. That one series and people talking about it for 10 days, and that's all he hears. And he can say as much as he wants. He doesn't give a damn what people say. We all have our moments. And when we're low is when it matters. No matter if you're the most self-confident person in the world or not. And then you add the injury component. And then you add all these other things just caked in with my natural, I kind of expect him to look a little rough around the edges in that month of September anyways. Mm-hmm. Where's the line? Like, what can you get out of that three series, two games, three games, two quarters that is logistically going to knock any of that rust off, any of that confidence stuff off going into week one against Dallas?
I just think the main thing is you have an understanding of how your body responds and how you respond to that kind of environment, to that kind of competition, rather than getting to know those things or getting to learn those things week one against the Dallas Cowboys.
Will you change your expectations? Because I think you and I both assume Deshaun's going to play. Yeah.
I do assume that.
I've heard enough people say it.
Yeah.
And it's people who would not say it if it wasn't absolutely not just on the table, but very likely to happen. That I think I've gotten to the fact that it will happen, and now I'm just a bundle of nerves thinking about it. And I know we can say don't live in your fears. Yeah. Most of us live in our fears. Let's be honest about this.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.